Maybe you'll have something in there. Yes,
Kay.
This is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Will in?
Hey, Nick, this is Will. Yeah, how you doing today?
Hey, Will, how's it going?
We're doing all right. What's happening?
I just wanted to see and see if you got my email from last night about the discount.
Yeah, I got in the office. I had a meeting all day long, and I just got in here. And I will, me and John are going to meet about this tomorrow morning.
Okay, that sounds good. I want to make sure you got my email, and,
yep.
You know, we want to work with you and make this happen.
All you need is that document, then.
Right.
All right. And probably what I'll do is me and John will meet about this, and then we're going to call you. Will you be at work tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. We'll call you tomorrow about 10 o'clock. How about that?
I'll be here.
Y'all been loaning any money?
We're loaning lots of money.
Lots of money. Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Y'all have what's your rate? Like 45%? John's gonna probably want to counter offer you.
Of course. Well, of course. And this is what I want to talk to you because I know you're as accountant, you know the numbers.
Right.
It's not 45% because it's at 21 months, which is almost 2 years.
Yep.
He's taking that 45% like it's a 1 year annualized rate, and that's not what it is.
Right.
So what I did, I mean, at 2 years, that'd be, if you APR'd it, right, a rough translation would have been, what was it? Is that 46, I think? So it would have been about 23.5%, right?
Right, right.
So it's a little higher than that because we're shy 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like 26.5%, something around there.
Yep.
So what I'm trying to do is on that total amount is, you know, I went to management. I said, hey, listen, this is where we're at. This is the deal. This is what, you know, we're trying to get this done. So it's the end of the month. Everyone, you know, wants to get things done.
Yep.
So it's a 3-point discount, right, on the total loan amount, which was 360 times, which is $10,800.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think that's a really generous...
Me and him are going to talk about it. We're probably going to have that document for you tomorrow, and then maybe we can do the deal. How about that?
That sounds good. But Will, can we just ask you while we're on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just explain to me, because I know John's getting frustrated, and I didn't want to, you know, frustrate him.
Right.
But can you just explain to me about how you guys pay your commercial mortgage once a year?
How do we pay it once a year?
Yeah, I mean, I've never run into that, so that's why I'm so curious is... You know, how I explain it to underwriters and just...
Yeah, that's just how they do it. They set it up for one payment. Because with farming, you don't have, for instance, January, February, March, first quarter, you're not much, but we just set those payments up where they come due the end of the year, and they do that. And it just, it works like that.
Okay, so that's what I was curious is, so when do you pay it? You pay it in December?
Typically, what it is, they'll come due in December. A lot of the money that we take in, Nick, we don't even take in, for instance, fall crop money from tomatoes. A lot of times, we won't even receive it till January. You see what I'm saying? Because we'll pack and sell tomatoes October, November, then... Typically, these people wait around 60, 90 days before you get your money. You don't start getting it till January, February. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw those deposits real heavy in December and January.
That's right. That's because that's when the money comes in. And anyway, that works like that. And for instance, we paid the mortgage interest January this year, I believe it was. I think it was $330,000. So.
Okay, and so that's what I was just curious. There's no, like, paper trace of that?
Mm-hmm. There is. I mean, I'll show you the check where we paid it, but...
Okay, I mean, if you had something like where they give you, like, a balance, a statement every year, that's just a smooth sailing. We're trying to get around that, but if we can just get that along with the voting rights, then we're done.
He just, he doesn't, he doesn't, this is non-traditional financing here, you know. He told you all about what we're doing right now. We're in the process. We're trying to just basically have a bridge loan. We're about to start picking all these crops, and we're just trying to get over this hump and get to it. He just doesn't want, somebody go call that bank, tell them they're about to do this or do that, and they look at, they'll call him up like he's crazy. You know what I mean?
We don't want to call anybody. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
We don't want to call anybody. We just want to see a balance on a mortgage statement.
I'll talk to him about that tomorrow, and we'll get together and we'll call you tomorrow morning, and we'll all talk it out and hash it out.
All right, that sounds good. All right, thanks, Will.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.